We're still going through the protocol, and it's a sensitive thing in the NFL, and I respect the whole process leading up to it. You know, I respect and I trust our trainers that, if I'm suitable to go, then I'm going to play. If not, I leave it in their hands and God's hands. And we see how everything turned out. Still a couple more steps left, and after that, we'll go from there. Just a standard headache. I think that it was a consistent headache that I was getting over the weekend. Just came in here and we went through the protocol. I told them, and rightfully so, they took me through the concussion protocol. And I'm grateful that I spoke up soon enough and they was able to get the job done and go from there instead of letting it linger on and proceed to be something else. So, just fortunate enough, I got the problem taken care of, and the trends and the doctors are on it right now. I'm confident in a lot of things, man. So, and that's what I always tell y'all, man, from the jump. So, but no, most definitely, I think that a lot of these things are out of my hand. I can do what I can do, and then it's in the doctor's and the trainer's hand. And like I said, I trust those guys to make those decisions. But as a person and as a player, I feel like I'm confident I can do what it takes to get back on the field. And how soon would that be? I don't know. But hopefully soon enough to play against Ryan Mallett, man. It'll be fun. Yeah, man, it's fun playing, a first-time quarterback. Anytime, like I said, man, any quarterback, I feel like I'm capable of getting reads and getting jumps on. But you get a first-time quarterback, a lot of things going to be different for him. And, like I said, man, I gave Carr a lot of credit. I think that he's probably the best rookie quarterback in the National Football League, in my opinion. And I think that anytime you get a first-time player, you got to make him earn every throw that he get. And I think that that's going to be tough for him. He's a big guy. He's tall, which is going to allow me to be able to get good reads on him. He's not hiding from me. I can see his eyes just like he see me. So, but he got a strong arm, man, and make no mistake about it. I think he can make every throw. Probably could throw the ball from goal line to goal line. So you got to respect that. And he's playing for a reason. We know that they got good receivers that can take the top off. And, I respect their receiving corps, and it's going to be a fun game Sunday. So looking forward to being out there. But like I said, everything else is in the trainer's and the doctor's hand. Oh, man, I think that when you're dealing with a veteran like Dante, and it's easy because he's played some of the best of the best. It's still good quarterbacks that I haven't played that he haven't. Anytime you got a guy like that, man, that's a crafty veteran like that, it's going to be a tough and difficult for any rookie quarterback to read him, let alone any quarterback in the National Football League. So just being back there, man, just feeding off of him and just taking his lead and following his lead and just going from there, man, I think it's going to be huge. I think that's going to be one of the telltale odds coming into the game regarding the Houston Texans passing game. So it's going to be interesting to see how it shake out. We know that they got good weapons. Andre Johnson, arguably, man, probably going to the Hall of Fame. I have a great deal of respect for him and Hopkins, man. He's definitely playing lights out right now. If you look at it, man, he's their guy this year statistically. So they got guys they get the ball to, and it's going to be a fun game come Sunday. Oh, man, Phil Taylor, you look at it and his pedigree Phil Taylor, the athleticism that he bring, that man in the middle mentality that he bring. That's tough to come from, and we got guys and everybody that we preach on the next man up role, and we got guys, Kitch, Billy Wynn, and all these guys, man, can step in and fill a void. But Phil Taylor's, man, a special player, and I think that anytime you lose a player like that, it definitely gonna be missed. So prayers up for him, and hope for him for a speedy recovery, and all you can do is just leave it in God's hands.